Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we are talking about Pilates. So, Mike, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you ever try Pilates or yoga?
I tried yoga once.
Okay.
Didn't like it.
Okay.
I went to the wrong class, and then I got there late, and I was right at the front, right in front of the teacher, and everyone was bending like this.
And I was bending like that.
Yeah. And so it was really embarrassing. But the funny thing was that afterwards, when I told some friends, they're like, what class did you go to? I think I went to the most difficult class I could choose. Not my fault. Someone told me to go.
Go to that
So I would try it again, but I'm a little...
Maybe just figure out which one to go to first.
If I got an offer, I think I would go for a free Pilates class first, because I think it sounds a little more interesting to me.
Pilates...
Yoga's great.
Yoga and Pilates are quite different from each other. They're kind of the same. They do the kind of same kind of things, but
you kind Pilates of work your body harder. More in Pilates, right?
Yeah. So there's a lot more of the way that the exercise is set up is to make you a lot stronger, whereas yoga is more stretching. Pilates is definitely like making your muscles stronger.
Okay, so you can build your muscles and not just stretch your muscles.
That's right.
But they're both good.
They are. They're both good for you. All right, well, let's find out a little bit more about what happens in a Pilates class here.
Reading. The Power of Pilates. When practicing Pilates, there are a few principles to keep in mind. The first is relaxed breathing. Taking slow, deep breaths calms the mind and creates energy. You should also use control and concentration when moving into different positions. This strengthens the body-mind connection. Students should also focus on the center of their bodies, as this is where their power comes from. If you're new to Pilates, the bridge is a good exercise to start with. It builds strength in your back and stomach muscles and clears the mind. Begin with your back flat on the floor and your knees bent. Then, slowly lift your back off the floor. Pause briefly at the top before you slowly lower yourself back to the starting position. No matter what level you're at, this exercise will bring you great health benefits. Once you get some experience, Pilates exercises can be done at home. If you're just starting out, though, it's a good idea to take some classes. That way, you can learn the correct technique from a teacher and avoid injuring yourself in the future.
All right, our first sentence here in the article says, when practicing Pilates, there are a few principles to keep in mind. Okay, so we use this phrase to keep something in mind. We use this phrase to say that we want to remember or think about something when you're doing something else. You know, you often keep something in mind because you want to remember to do something in a certain way. So, for example, if a teacher is writing a lesson for her class, she might want to keep in mind how many students there are. So that way, if she includes a game, she knows that the game can be played fairly with all the students. Now, here, you're just keeping in mind some things that you need to do while doing Pilates. So that way, you don't get hurt, you don't sort of injure yourself. Here's an example. If you're going to keep inviting people over for a party, keep the neighbors in mind. They don't like it when we make too much noise.
Oh, okay. So just don't forget about these people because they're important.
Right.
Maybe not the most important thing, but don't forget because that could be a problem.
Right.
All right. So what should we keep in mind? What should we remember? What's important to remember when we're doing Pilates? It says the first is relaxed breathing. Okay, that's kind of like yoga, right?
Yep.
Often we hear with yoga, there's a lot of focus on the breathing part. And you're not breathing like, like you're being chased or you're scared or something. That is not relaxed breathing.
Right.
Relaxed breathing would be the opposite. Very slow, deep, and steady. We often hear this advice. Relaxed breathing will help you, of course, stay healthy. But also when you're nervous, you know, if you have to get up there and make a speech in front of your class or a big group of people, you get nervous and then you breathe faster. And that just makes you feel more nervous. So relax your breathing. Slow it down. Deep breaths. It will calm you down. And it also works in Pilates. For example, we could say Maggie felt very relaxed after her massage. She felt kind of soft and comfortable and all her muscles were loose. She just felt really good, like she can take a nap.
Right. Now, one reason that this is very important, this is actually important in all exercise, not just Pilates and yoga, in all exercises.
Okay.
You're, when you're working your body really hard, sometimes you forget to breathe and you just go...
You're working
but
so hard,
your body isn't working properly that way, so that's actually really bad for you. All right, so what is good for you? Taking slow, deep breaths calms the mind and creates energy. So you're when you're keeping the breath out of your body isn't getting the energy it needs to do the exercise. But the breath gives your body that energy. Now, a breath is the air that you take into your lungs and let out again, like that. Now, as an example, we could say the air was so cold that Jeremy's breath instantly turned to steam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, on a cold day, you can breathe in and breathe out, and then that kind of smoky steam comes out because that is your breath. That is the air that is going in and out of your lungs. Okay, so relaxed breathing. Take deep, slow breaths. That will help you to relax and focus. It also says you should also use control and concentration when moving into different positions. All right, kind of again, like yoga, but when you're switching from sitting to standing or, you know, from leaning on one side to leaning on the other, you kind of have to think about every move. It's kind of like a slow motion dance or a ballet, but every move is important. And also, if you rush from one thing to another, if you don't have control and concentration, I guess you're more likely to hurt yourself or, you know, get a little bit of a muscle pull or something like that. So, calm and steady breathing and calm and steady moving. I'm relaxed already.
Good.
And yeah, we have this word concentration here. It is a long word. It's a noun. We've used it a few times. What is concentration? It's basically focus. When you're only paying attention to what you're doing, you're only paying attention to the important things, and you're kind of blocking out all those other things that might take your attention away, that might get you to look at things and not focus on what you're doing. So if you're doing something important, if you're doing something difficult, if you're doing something and time is ticking down and you don't have a lot of time to waste, concentration is very, very important. It's important when you're studying. It's important when you're trying to learn a new skill or when you're driving a car on a rainy day or something like that. You don't want to be talking or looking at your phone or listening to music. No, you want your focus, your concentration on the job you're doing because it's not easy. For example, it takes a lot of concentration to fly a helicopter up, down, back, forward, left, right. A lot of things going on. A lot of concentration is needed.
All right, now there is a reason that you should have concentration and control when you do this.
Okay.
And that is, this strengthens the body-mind connection. So if you're thinking about what you're doing, you're with your body, you're kind of building the bridge between the mind and the body as your body moves. So what you're doing here is you're strengthening a connection. Now, strengthen is a verb and it means to make something stronger or to become stronger. So when you exercise, you strengthen your body, but you can also make the connection between your body and your mind stronger too.
Wow.
You can strengthen your mind. You can do puzzles. You can do things like mental exercises to make your mind stronger.
Absolutely. And you know that feeling sometimes when you're maybe doing a test and you just kind of know the answers. You don't know how, or that time when you're out playing a sport, maybe you're on the basketball court, and every shot you make that day is going in. You feel like, you know, you feel like the greatest basketball player in the world. And other days, you know, you're thinking about an argument with your friend or a test you have, and everything you do doesn't work. You know, that mind-body connection can really do a lot to make you perform better. It says students should also focus on the center of their bodies, as this is where their power comes from. Now, we're not talking about high school students.
No.
Students of Pilates, people doing this exercise.
Right.
Focus on the center of your body, because this is where your power comes from. Now,
you know, they have a special name for it.
Okay, what's
that? They call it the core.
The core.
C-O-R-E.
Okay, so we're not talking about power like the power from an engine. We're talking about muscle power.
Right.
Because it's true, yes, your arms have lots of muscles, but when you lift something heavy or push something heavy or do any kind of difficult work, actually your body in here, between your chest and down at your waist, this is doing a lot of the work.
That's
so
right.
It's good to focus on that area when you're doing these exercises. To focus on something is kind of like to concentrate on something. You're giving a lot of attention to this thing. You're paying extra special attention to this thing. If you have a hurt muscle when you work out, you might want to focus on that because you don't want to make the injury worse, or maybe you're doing exercises to make it better. You can do things for other areas, but this is the most important. We will focus on this area or this thing.
Right. Okay, so say you want to try out a Pilates exercise.
Okay.
See if you like it. It says here, if you're new to Pilates, the bridge is a good exercise to start with.
The bridge.
That's a name of an exercise. Let's talk about the phrase start with. When you start with something, you begin something by using a specific thing before any others. Now, you often start with the easiest thing before moving on to harder things. Or you start with something that is the base of something bigger and then you build up. Here's an example sentence. When learning how to make origami, you should start with the basic folds before making something harder. All right, so you are starting with a basic one. Now, I have looked online to see what the bridge is.
I thought you were an expert.
No, I've done Pilates a few times, but
you are an expert.
Not very much. But it's a very simple one that you would start with, and let's find out what it does.
And you'll show it to us right now.
No.
No, we'll read about it. But it does sound simple enough that you can imagine what this exercise is like. It says, the bridge, it builds strength in your back and stomach muscles and clears the mind. So you'll get stronger and more relaxed as well. Sounds great. Yes, when we do exercises, one of the main things that we're doing is trying to work out and strengthen our muscles.
Right.
That's right, muscle. I know there's a C in there, but don't say muscle, because that would just be weird and wrong.
Right.
What is a muscle? A muscle is a body part used in movement. If someone says, show me your muscles, most people would go like this, and they'd show you this muscle right here. It's called the biceps. We have hundreds of muscles in our bodies. They all have special names. But of course, when we work out, we're often exercising our core muscles, arm muscles, leg muscles. I don't know of any exercises for your eyelid muscles.
There
probably are, actually, too. And of course, muscles are under the skin, over the bones, and they help us to move. So if you stand up, sit down, run, jump, even scratch your nose or make kissy lips, you're using your muscles. And that's our example sentence. Some of our smallest muscles are in our lips. Those little muscles that help our lips move and do all sorts of cool things.
That's right. Okay, so how do we do the bridge?
All right, let's bridge it up.
You begin with your back flat on the floor.
So lie down on the floor.
Okay. And bend your knees. So, and your knees bent.
Okay, so your knees are kind of up.
Yep.
Okay. Like you're just lying there.
Yep, you're lying flat on the floor, but your knees are bent.
I can do this. Mm-hmm. I do this every day when I go to bed.
Yep.
Anyways, that's not it. There's more to it. It says, then slowly lift your back off the floor. So you're kind of arching your back like a bow and arrow kind of shape. That's the bridge.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm lifting my back and my butt off the floor, but my shoulders and feet are still touching.
Right.
Okay.
Now here's where the mind stuff comes in. Remember, it's not just about your body.
Right. Focus, focus.
It says, pause briefly at the top before you slowly lower yourself back to the starting position. Right?
Okay, so you kind of go from flat to up, stay there for a few seconds,
and then back down. And you do it all very slowly and thinking about the movements that you're making. Remember, it's not just about your body, it's also about your mind. You have to think about it.
Can I go,
I mean, I don't see why not, but you should be breathing as well.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Breathe, that's more important.
All right, so let's talk about the verb pause we saw in that sentence. When you pause, you stop speaking or doing something for a very short time before continuing to speak or do that thing again. So when you're doing the bridge, you lift your back off the floor, then stop, hold that position for a short time, then slowly lower your back down to the floor again. Now, you can also pause something like a video or a song that's playing by pressing the pause button. It's a noun there. Now, this stops the recording until you turn it on again. Here's an example. Dan paused the movie so he could use the bathroom and get a snack.
Okay, so you're stopping, but just for a short period of time.
Right.
And then you'll go back to it. All right, so that sounds like a fairly simple Pilates exercise, but I'm sure if I did five of them, I would probably be tired already. But it's a good place to start.
Right.
Now, the article says, no matter what level you're at, this exercise will bring you great health benefits. So no matter what level you're at, basically means if you've been doing Pilates for 5 minutes, this exercise will be good for you. Or if you've been doing it for 5 years, this exercise will be good for you. So it's good for everyone. And no matter who you are or how good or how experienced you are with Pilates, it will bring great health benefits. Right. It will be really good for your body and mind. And since we're talking about working our bodies and minds, let's work our minds a little bit by checking out today's grammar point. We're talking about this phrase or this grammar pattern, no matter, with a question word. No matter what, no matter when, no matter where. So yeah, we're talking about this grammar point, no matter, with a question word. We use no matter with a question word to create an adverb clause that means the same as regardless of. It's not important. Even if this happens, this will also happen. You don't have to connect the two. They can be okay together on their own. We can use this in this way, no matter, plus the question word, who, what, where, when, plus subject number one, plus verb number one, and then subject number two and verb number two. These are the two situations that we are saying they can be together at the same time, even though that might not make sense. For example, no matter what your friends say, you should do what you think is right. So kind of ignore your friends, do what you think is right. They can both be true, they can both be fine, they can both exist at the same time. Or we could also say, regardless of, instead of no matter, regardless of what your friends say, you should do what you think is right. A very good example. So no matter what, we can also use these other words. No matter what, we can use whatever. No matter where, wherever, no matter who, whoever, no matter when, whenever. For example, whatever your friends say, you should do what you think is right. Now here's another way to say this phrase, just to give you another extra option. No matter, plus how, plus an adjective or an adverb, plus subject one, plus verb one, subject two, plus verb two. For example, no matter how busy Ethan is, he should try to make time for his family. Again, no matter can be replaced with regardless to make the same sentence. Regardless of how busy Ethan is, he should try to make time for his family. Or we also have this other version, no matter how, plus an adjective or an adverb equals however busy. Not whatever, whenever, whoever, however, however busy. For example, however busy Ethan is, he should try to make time for his family. All right, let's get back to our article.
All right, so back to the article here. It says, once you get some experience, Pilates exercises can be done at home.
That's a good point. You don't need all the big expensive equipment they have at a gym.
Right.
You could do this in your own living room.
Right.
But with any kind of new sport or exercise like that, here is some good advice. If you're just starting out, though, it's a good idea to take some classes.
That's right.
Yes, you can probably watch a lot of Pilates videos on YouTube, but having a coach or teacher or trainer there to kind of correct you will help you, and it will also help you avoid hurting yourself by doing something a little bit wrong. So when you start out, maybe get some classes. But once you know a few of the exercises, sure, just do them the same way at home. Start out. This phrase basically means to begin doing something, to start doing something, to commence doing something, to use a fancy word.
That's right. All right, here in the article it says, that way you can learn the correct technique from a teacher and avoid injuring yourself in the future.
I've heard of this for yoga, too.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
Buy yoga books, but the teacher will give you the best technique.
That's right. So a technique is a special way of doing something. It can also be a special way that you move your body when you are playing music or a sport. Now, when we say the correct technique, we're saying the correct way of doing something. So when you exercise, it's important to use the correct technique. If you don't, you might hurt or injure yourself, or you might not get the benefits of the exercise. So, like, you're doing it, but it's not helping you. Here's an example. Martina's tennis technique has improved a lot since she began taking private lessons.
Oh, okay. She got a tennis coach, and he is making her technique much better.
Right. All right, well, we are at the end of today's article. Maybe you guys can go out and try a Pilates class yourself. Let's finish off today with For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question today, when do you need to focus your mind and how do you do it?
Ooh, wow, that's a really good one.
Mm.
Let's see. I guess one of the times you need to focus is when you're doing something kind of dangerous, right? You don't want to, you know, get hurt or get in trouble. So I would say if I'm driving at night in the rain, I need to focus. In fact, I try to focus anytime I'm
driving.
I'm okay at listening to music. I don't like to talk with people too much because it takes your attention or your focus away. And of course, when you're driving a bike, a scooter, a car, things can happen quickly. So it's a good time to focus.
That's right. That's a great time to focus, actually. I don't listen to anything when I'm driving because I need to have be aware of what's all around me at once. So when I'm working at a computer, sometimes I have to close the Facebook and put the phone away sort of thing, because otherwise I'll just be, oh, did anybody send me a message sort of thing. So I have to do that when I'm working. But what about you guys? What do you guys do to focus your mind? And how do you do it? You guys can talk about this too. We are all out of time. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The power of Pilates. When practicing Pilates, there are a few principles to keep in mind. The first is relaxed breathing. Taking slow, deep breaths calms the mind and creates energy. You should also use control and concentration when moving into different positions. This strengthens the body-mind connection. Students should also focus on the center of their bodies, as this is where their power comes from. If you're new to Pilates, the bridge is a good exercise to start with. It builds strength in your back and stomach muscles and clears the mind. Begin with your back flat on the floor and your knees bent. Then, slowly lift your back off the floor. Pause briefly at the top before you slowly lower yourself back to the starting position. No matter what level you're at, this exercise will bring you great health benefits. Once you get some experience, Pilates exercises can be done at home. If you're just starting out, though, it's a good idea to take some classes. That way, you can learn the correct technique from a teacher and avoid injuring yourself in the future.
Vocabulary Review.
Relaxed. I felt really relaxed after my week-long vacation at the beach. Breath. The doctor listened closely as Gina took some deep breaths through her mouth. Concentration. The ringing phone broke Hansel's concentration and he found it difficult to focus again. Muscle. Today in science class, I learned that a foot has 26 bones and 20 muscles. Pause. The speaker paused to let a man ask a question and then started talking again. Technique. The basketball coach helped Jeffrey work on his shooting technique after practice.